manifestation of Siddha. In this way. When in Braj, Braj Lila, they play together. Anytime Krishna wants to ride on Garuda, Siddham becomes Garuda, because Garuda is also Siddham. So they play. So many pastimes of Narayan, Nrisimha, Ram, Krishna has played. In Garuda Govinda, Chhatri Karan, they have played like this.
But Lakshmi beside is not Lakshmi, that is Srimati? The Lakshmi beside Garuda Govinda, and then there is Lakshmi. This is not actually Lakshmi, it is Srimati Radharani representing.
Because Siddham is brother of Srimati Radharani. But there is no need of. There is.
No, I was just asking this question when I was reading through the books and on this Braj, I came across this and I was asking it.
There is no need.
Yes.
There is no need.
I was just wondering what was that deity's purpose in Braj. I was just trying to understand what was the function of that deity in Braj. But I
deity?
Garuda Govinda.
Here, there is no cause of it.
Yes.
Krishna is causeless. His dishes are causeless. His activities and leader are also causeless. What he does for anand of his heart and also anand for their purpose. So, not him. He does according to his wishes. When he wishes anything, at once best wishes are fulfilled by their associates. This is a style of play. And in the other words, he wants to show unqualified person that Krishna is none, but he is also Vaishnavi. As he has shown to Brahma and all others in four-handed shape, likewise.
Somebody told me one time that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written that the different demons that Krishna kills, there is some special, something special reason for each one, something that by hearing these pastimes, this destroys some particular demonic quality in us.
If he has written, it is true.
You have read like that or not read like that?
I don't remember. He has written so many things. It may be.
Somebody also told me that at this Jarumandal, that place, that Lakshmi wanted to come across to join in the Ras dance. And the gopis said, you can't come here. The gopis were saying that you cannot come here, you have no qualification to come here. And that this created a feeling of some pride. And this was why Krishna
right
disappeared. In the heart of the gopis, when they said to Lakshmi, you cannot come, there was something that Krishna wanted to remove some pride from their heart, and that was why he left at that place.
Gopis?
Yes. Somebody told like that to me.
No, I don't believe.
Okay. books by this book by Dhruv Maharaj, our books, not all books, but the two books that were published by devotees.
I have heard from the persons of those areas that Vatsa says, but I will see.
In your book, it says three places that Vatsasura was killed. But he must have been killed three times.
So many times.
Your time has been passed. They are waiting for
In one Brahma days, Krishna comes one time. So many Brahma has passed. So many times.
So about the Ayotiki gopis, and then it explains there is a Prachina, Prachina, and Nava,
Navina.
So it says, after engaging in devotional practices for a long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternally dear liberated gopis have come. Navina gopis, after a short time spent in devotional practices, the Navina gopis take birth in the wombs of human, demigoddesses, or other mothers. What does that mean? Why demigoddesses? What is that? Human, demigoddesses, or other mothers? And then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Braj.
Why demigods? In the shape of only human form in gopi womb. I will see it in. Or it may be that semi-god means wife of Vamante, wife of Nishimha, wife of all the manifestation of Krishna, who appeared in the shape of gods. Their goddesses, in their womb, they can come. But here all the sadhana siddha must come to go in Braja by the womb of gopis. And by the association of Prachina or gopis, who are Siddha gopis, they may be Prachina and then they will be Siddha, Nitya Siddha. Not Nitya Siddha, but Sadhana Siddha. And afterward they can enter in Rasa Siddha. With gopis.
And then in the evening here they have program. They have the until the birth of Lord Krishna.
Yes, they read Bhagavatam. And do kirtan also.
Reading Bhagavatam from the beginning or only certain parts?
We read it from 10th canto.
Yes.
Beginning to Krishna Janma. Especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami Tika, in which he has clearly stated that in Mathura he was he took birth in the shape of 16 years old with long curled hairs. Beautiful Kishore Murti, Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, 400, So here no janma, but abhirbhav. Abhirbhav, you know?
Abhir?
No. Abhirbhav.
I don't know this word.
Abhirbhav means like Nrisimhadev. He came at once from...
Yes. Yes, he just came immediately.
Immediately. So he manifested himself. But not from the womb of Devaki.
Not Narlila.
And there in
Gokul,
he came from the womb of Yashoda, connected. And after that, a girl, Jogmaya, also took place, birthplace. So these all things should be read. And Kirtan, Jashumati Nandan, Brajavara Nagar, Gokula Ranjana Kanu, Gopi Pranadhan, and
others like that. And for Baladev?
Baladev, Gopal Champu, his birth is stated there. The Rohini came from Mathura. When he has in his own Baladev Prabhu, the manifestation of Baladev Prabhu. And when it was of 7 months, he came to Gokul, to the house of Yashoda. And at once, that womb came, when she came here, from Devaki, it was 7 months in Devaki garbh.
Yes.
Om. And when
Rohini Devi came.
Rohini Devi came to Gokul.
Yes. Transfer.
He was also garbhavati. He has anything in his home. So Jogmaya took at that home.
Yes.
And Devaki's womb was kept in Rohini.
Yes.
And again, after 7 months, that is, after 14 months, she was pregnant, Yashoda, no, Rohini Devi, in Purnima, before Janmashtami. And Yashoda Devi also, after 14 months, she gave birth to Krishna at Janmashtami. When Krishna was on the palanka,
Bed? This?
Bed.
Bed.
When he was 1 month or any time.
Very small.
Very small.
Yes.
Baladev was also kept on that bed. And both
together.
Then they used to play here and there.
Like brothers.
This Leela should be read there.
Anything else for that day?
But we only do of Baladev these things, that Baladev is younger brother of Krishna. Younger?
Older.
Older.
Older. bigger.
Elder brother of
brothers.
So Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, what they think about Baladev, we should also think further.
Okay. This was my question.
That.
He's like father.
Like father. We should think about
Sadhma it. Sadhma.
But people say like this. Our Gurudev has told us, that Krishna name is transcendental. Krishna Katha is transcendental. I am giving you transcendental name. We believe it. And what he says, we do accordingly. Try to do. So, Krishna is so merciful that whether our body is material, tongue is material, but if one is seva vritti yukta,
seva vritti yukta,
sevan mukho hi jehvado, that he wants to serve Krishna name. After some time, Krishna shows his transcendentalism in the heart of that devotee. So, what we are doing, not pure material, but chetan abhas. And after some time, this chetan abhas will be transferred into transcendental.
Abhas is not necessarily material.
Huh?
Abhas is not material.
What?
Chetan abhas is not material.
Okay. Afterward, it will be transcendental.
Become more and more.
Those who are antarmukh and those who are bahirmukh. Understand? What?
Bahirmukh means away from Krishna.
Opposite direction.
Yes.
And some are antarmukh. We are not bahirmukh. We are antarmukh. So we hope that in some time Krishna name will, Krishna will appear, Krishna name will appear in our heart, and that name will be transcendental. So it is not material. The chanting, the remembering, hearing, all are transcendental. But we are engaged in material this. But by the grace of, by the mercy of Krishna and Krishna devotee, it will be surely and very, very soon we will realize that all will be transcendental.
Because we don't want to be engaged in the service of
it. We are antarmukh.
Yes.
So we should not be sad and should not be
worried.
Worried for this also.
Okay.
We should do what our Guru has told.
By the mercy of Guruji.
By His mercy, we have come to this point, where we were in worldly,
completely different way, going completely different direction,
and now we have
changed everything.
We are coming. We have come to at this position that we want to hear, we want to chant, we want to learn something about Krishna. Sometimes a drop are two doves also comes from our eyes? For Krishna? No? Or heart also means?
Really, Siddhulava.
Kathopanishad, Kishopanishad, and Jagopanishad. They are preferable. They can be used only for the basis of bhakti. Not in itself bhakti, but it can be used for basis of
foundation.
Foundation. I think if we always read all these books, always, and use, then bhava-bhakti we cannot understand.
We cannot.
Because all Upanishads mean this bhakti.
Pointing.
But they are so lower. Some great distance they have were intimated to bhakti, but not direct. As is on Upanishad, Kathopanishad. The boy rejected by his father, who went to Jam Maharaj. You know? Upanishad.
Another Upanishad.
That boy, Nachiketa. His father rejected him. That I will give you to Jam. His father was distributing cows, old cows, nevertheless cows, in charity to Brahmins. So many cows. His Nachiketa's son told that thought that these cows are nevertheless.
These cows are
nevertheless.
Yeah.
The cows has no
milk.
Cow, cannot give milk. So they are of no use. Why my father is giving in charity these cows? He wanted to stop his father from this charity. He patiently and very very politely he asked his father, that you are giving these cows to so many Brahmins, to whom myself will be given, to whom you will give myself. He did not answer, but at last when he repeated and repeated the same question, his father told that I'll give you to Jam. Jam means Jam.
Yamaraj.
Jam mane?
Jam.
Jam mane? Kal. Kal. Itself Mrityu.
Death. Yamaraj.
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 I will give it to Yamaraj. The boy at once ready to go to Yamaraj. His father told, where are you going? I'm going to Yamaraj. Why? You have told me so, that you will give me to Yamaraj. You have given me, so I'm going to Yamaraj. He tried that he should not go there. But at last the boy went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj was out of home. He returned after 3 days. Then He heard from his wife that any boy from this world has come to him. And he has not taken even anything. And he has stayed for 3 days. He has watched for you. So Yamaraj at once went to this boy and told that, who are you? He told that, I am Nachiketa. Why you have come to me to meet you? Oh, you have come to me. And I was out of a station and you have waited without taking anything 3 days. So you should ask 3 bar to me. 3 bar mane?
Any wish, benediction.
Benediction. Benediction, 3 benediction from me. He told first that my father should be glad to me.
Happy.
Happy.
Please.
And second, he told that I must siddhi fire. I may please fire. Devata.
God. Agni.
Agni.
Agni Dev.
So that he can give me everything, what I desire. And third, I want to know what is Atma. Yamaraj told that 2 has been given, but this 3rd, you should not take. You said wealth, you may take kingdom of whole universe, anything you want, swarga, moksha. He told that I will not take anything. I want to know about Atma. So realization of Atma, you should give. What is Atma? Anyhow, he tried to escape, but Nachiketa wanted to know. Then he began, that is Isopanishad or Kathopanishad. What is this world? What is this body? What is this Atma? What is mind and soul? Mind, man, buddhi, hankar, chitta. By story, by so many narrations, he has told. That is called Isopanishad. No love towards Krishna, no definition of Krishna, no lapa, no seva, nothing. So all these Upanishads can take us to Upasamipe. Up means Samipe. Samipe means nearby.
Nearby.
Nearby. But not anything that is called service to Krishna. And that Brahma is only shapeless, tasteless, and other ways. So by Upanishad, we can have only the knowledge of Atma and Anatma. Nothing else. Only Gopala Upanishad, and likewise some Upanishad can tell something about love. Srimad Bhagavat has told so much,
so rich,
deeply, only about Krishna and Gopi's love. So that unqualified persons cannot go reach deep towards Prem. But those who have been given mercy from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, actually, they can go inter. And they can sing and test Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika, Jiva Goswami Tika, Sanatana Goswami Tika.
And actually, the love of Radha. Otherwise, they will be deprived from all this. I want to hear and to tell the Krishna Katha only in which gopis are connected, no other gopis. I also not so love the pastimes of Vasudeva devotees.